This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. After Bach and Mozart, most of the great composers who wrote violin concertos wrote only one. A major exception is Prokofiev. His two violin concertos, as well as his sonata for solo violin, are featured on a new recording by the young violinist Gil Shaham. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review.
Given what's happened to music since Prokofiev started to work on his first violin concerto in 1915, it's hard to imagine that at one time, violinists found this exquisite and scintillating music unplayable. It took 2 years for Prokofiev to finish the concerto, and with the Russian Revolution intervening, 5 more years before it first got played in public. In Paris, under one of Prokofiev's first champions, conductor Serge Koussevitzky, it eventually entered the standard repertory thanks mainly to the tireless advocacy of the great violinist Joseph Sigetti, who made the first recording of it in 1935. Ironically, today the violin concertos are where you turn when you want to hear some of Prokofiev's most beautiful melodies. Prokofiev's second violin concerto, from 1935, is, if anything, more rhapsodic, more sugary than the first. Yasha Heifetz owned it the way Sigetti owned the first. Now they both belong to 25-year-old Gil Shaham. Shaham was born in Champaign, Urbana, Illinois, and moved to Israel when he was 2. He made his debut at 10 with the Jerusalem Symphony and later studied at Juilliard. I first heard him at Tanglewood a couple of summers ago. I was picnicking on the lawn during a pre-symphony chamber recital. He was playing a Prokofiev sonata. The performance was so riveting, it made me stop my munching to watch and listen. To my surprise, this young virtuoso wasn't writhing about and tossing his hair. The passion and energy were coming out of the violin itself. Among all the hotshot young violinists out there, Shaham strikes me as one of the few serious musicians. On his new disc, the two Prokofiev concertos and the later, very appealing sonata for solo violin have a driving sense of musical direction and inner logic. So many virtuosos play Prokofiev to show off their phenomenal technique. Shaham has technique to burn, but he doesn't need to display it for its own sake. And he avoids the other pitfall to which performers of these concertos are prone, sentimentalization. In 1979, Jerome Robbins used the first concerto to make a ballet for Baryshnikov called Opus 19, The Dreamer. It presented a sappy, self-pitying image of the lonely artist. But Shaham, like Sigeti, captures Prokofiev's edgy sense of danger and playfulness, as well as the sweetness of this dream. Even André Previn, who can be a rather slack conductor, leads the London Symphony Orchestra with a rare, rhythmic bite. He seems galvanized by Shaham. Who wouldn't be?
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed a new recording of Prokofiev violin music by Gil Shaham. This is Fresh Air.